I'm gonna do a whole dozen of donuts, please.
Okay, which donuts would you like?
I'll do two of the regular glazed.
Classic! I like that about you.
Thank you.
Tell me more!
And I'll do two of the chocolate with sprinkles.
You like to let loose and have a little bit of fun!
Yeah, sometimes I do.
I can't wait to hear your other selections.
Then two of the jelly-filled donuts.
Because what's on the inside matters to you the most.
I actually don't like the jelly. Those are for a friend.
That says a lot about you.
Two of the apple fritters?
I don't even recognize you anymore.
Those ones are for me.
Yeah, they would be. Keep going.
Two of the blueberry cake donuts?
I've already seen who you are.
I'll just have two more of the classic.
You're just gonna give up like that?
I don't know.
Thought you were different.
I am. Remember the sprinkles?
Good morning, Sweet World, and welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. This is The Drop. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory. Alongside me, as always, Tass Mellis.
Happy last season of the regular season, everybody.
Next to him.
Last season of the regular season.
Yeah, I was literally going, does
last
that make
weekend,
sense?
But it's not the last weekend, but it is the last
of the regular
weekend.
Season.
Yeah, it is. Anyways,
there's Trey Kirby, everybody.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. And last but not least, making the magic happen, super producer JD.
Hello.
There he is. Here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. We love it. Survivor fans, go check out yesterday's No Buffs podcast. It is up. No spoilers here, but this one was twice the fun. And we ate tuna sandwiches. That's all I'm saying, gourmet spud. Okay? I'm not going to ruin it for you because I know you get to your Survivor a little later in the week.
Wow.
All right. On today's pod, we got Worst of the Week nominees, five-star Friday reviews, and rapid fire that's never quite that rapid. But we had some games last night, some big ones. Jalen Brunson scored 39 points. Knicks beat the Celtics to keep up that push for the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. It's still possible for the Knicks to get the second seed. Celtics obviously have been locked into the number one seed for a long time here, but Jalen Brunson is on a heater right now. He had 39 points, only took three quarters of action, 15 to 23 from the field, 6 of 11 from deep. This guy's on one.
Knicks just want to start the playoffs now. They're hoping it's the last weekend of the regular season. They were hoping that this would be their beginning of their playoffs. They look so good. Everything they're doing, it obviously starts with Jalen Brunson. My goodness, the handles that guy has. He was welcoming everybody to come guard him. Jalen Brown, come on, please. Anybody, come on, please. And they're playing well off of him, obviously. Josh Hart with the cuts. OG and Ananobi with the cuts. Dante DiVincenzo will pop out. Isaiah Hartenstein will pop into the middle. Everyone is cutting around him extremely well, and they're playing ridiculously hard. 12 offensive rebounds in the first half. That's a lot, and that's kind of hard to do. 22 second chance points overall. Now, Celtics got better as the game went on, for sure, but just even back to Brunson there for a sec, because he was getting hit on the defense. He was doing it on the defensive end. Took a charge from Jalen Brown in the first quarter. Took a charge from Jason Tatum in the second quarter. And then after scoring 39 points, he's sitting there. Game is over. He's on the bench rubbing his legs because he's a little bit sore. But that guy just plays through everything. He is ready for the postseason, man. He is so, so ready. This next team, I can't wait. I cannot wait until the postseason starts. I wish it did. Now I'm ready.
One week for the Knicks.
Week from tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, Brunson saw a lot of different defenders, as Tass said, a lot of different coverages, and none of it mattered, nor has it over the last, eight games now. He's averaging 38.5 points per game over the last eight, and a lot of people wondering, has he done enough here all season long? Don't get me wrong, not just over the last eight games, but especially since the All-Star break, to warrant a spot on the All-NBA first team. Trey Kirby. I know there's a lot of great players in this league, but it's becoming more of a conversation. Could Brunson jump up into that top five, maybe bump an SGA, maybe bump a Giannis, bump a Tatum, whoever you have there.
Okay, you got to it. Finally, it comes down to Tatum and Brunson.
Yeah.
Because I think there's four locks. Jokic will make it. Luka will make it. Then I think SGA and Giannis are also locks. So it comes down to the fifth spot. And certainly Brunson is peaking right now. Pretty decent week for him. 43 points, 45 points, and 39 points. All in wins this week. He's shooting every single time he gets the ball or setting somebody up, and he's very efficient doing it. So I don't know. I mean, I would probably... I feel like the Celtics need some love here. Like, they haven't had anything to play for in the second half of the season. They've been locked into the one seed for a long time. Tatum is their best player. He's having a great season, but he hasn't been forced to carry the team like a guy like Brunson has after Randall went down, and he's assumed an even bigger share of the responsibility for New York. So I kind of think that Brunson should finish ahead of Tatum in the MVP voting. Like, I would probably have him fifth right now, Brunson, but I would put Tatum on the first team for All-NBA.
It's interesting, because we thought usually, will the top five on the All-NBA first team just be the top five guys when it comes to MVP votes? But you're saying maybe there's a case where it's a little different. You got an opinion on that? Is Brunson done enough to sneak in there?
He has done enough, but I think I'd put Tatum in there right now. Obviously, the way things are going for New York, where he's had to be the number one scorer for months because Julius Randle has been off. I mean, that's a part of it.
Yeah.
As Trey said,
isn't that more valuable?
Well, if you're but Tatum.
What if Jaylen Brown got hurt? You know.
Yeah, exactly. Jason Tatum would have that responsibility, and he'd be freaking awesome at it. Period. That's just what happened, and that's the slightly worrisome part. As Brunson is doing this ridiculously well, doubles come, no problem. The Knicks are playing off him perfectly, and that's what happened last night. But can he do it into the postseason for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks? And I think it's sort of, yes, maybe Brunson doesn't get enough credit, maybe Jason Tatum doesn't get enough credit, but I think if you look back at Brunson, those years where he was with Luka Doncic and he was awesome to start that postseason, and even last year he was awesome as well, those don't get enough credit. I think he scored 28 points per game last year in the playoffs. That's freaking hard to do. But I think he will be even better this postseason. So, yeah, I mean, it is a great debate. Now that they have no positions on the All-NBA teams that you brought up, that's, it's interesting. Because it will just kind of like emulate the MVP voting, it feels like. Yeah,
yeah. Brunson's year, it is wild. If you round up a little bit, he's averaging 29 points per game, 7 assists, 4 boards, shooting 48% from the floor, 40% from deep, you know, on a lot of three-point attempts. Brunson's usage percentage is unbelievably high, 32.6. The only guys that really are, you know, dominating the ball more from possession to possession are your Lukas, your Giannis's, your SGA's, and then Anthony Edwards. You know, some people want to make a case for him to get in on the All-NBA first team, but it is pretty nuts to look back when he signed that deal with the Knicks, and some people freaked out. Now, we're on record that we didn't. We were loving it, but this guy's the 53rd highest paid player in the league now. I mean, people were thinking that was a bad contract for him, and now it's like a bargain. It's a steal. Obviously, contract extension will come up around the corner. And I wonder, is this guy going to be on the Team USA Olympic roster? Is he deserving of a spot? Again, too many guards, especially if a guy like Curry wants to play, and by all accounts, he does. He should be. He's deserving of it.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I watched him on Team USA over the summer. Yeah. Didn't go great.
No, it
didn't. He was awesome in practice, and then when they started playing FIBA basketball, he was not their main guy. It was Austin Reeves was better than Jalen Brunson was for Team USA.
Which is very weird.
Over the summer. So, I don't know. I mean, I think he's definitely in the mix, but the style of play that he favors isn't necessarily FIBA style.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a big ball mover. He pounds it a little bit.
Yeah. He keeps his dribble alive. That's his, like, number one skill. Yeah. He never picks up his dribble.
But he's also like a bit of a grifter for the free throw line, and you don't get those calls in FIBA as well. Yeah.
Brunson is just the fourth player in NBA history with a listed height of 6'2" or shorter to record at least 5 35-point games in a row. This is by way of Statitudes. You want to take a crack at that one? 6'2", shorter, listed, 35-plus-point games at 5 in a row.
Iverson.
That's correct. He did it, I believe, multiple times.
Kyrie did it?
No. No.
How many players?
You got one current player and one legend of the game.
Isaiah Thomas?
No. That surprised me, but... not him.
I'm like a 6-foot scorer is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Calvin Murphy.
No. Go with the current player. It's definitely more gettable. I mean, he's had a great year. He probably won't make All-NBA, though.
Lillard?
There you go. Damian Lillard
did it.
I
didn't realize he was 6'2 and under.
Yeah. And then Nate Archibald. Mm. Also did it. That would have been tiny. Very difficult. Yeah, Tiny. That's yeah. right. He's got the right nickname.
We need a Tiny in the NBA right now.
Hmm.
Brunson doesn't fit. Yeah, he ain't tiny.
No.
I think Josh Hart's always talking about how gigantic his head is. He might be under 6 feet tall without that gigantic head.
Yeah, that's right. So the Knicks pulled within a game of the Bucks for the second seed. They each have 2 games left. New York would have to win both. They play Brooklyn. They play the Bulls. So that's possible, but they need the Bucks to lose both of their games for the Knicks to jump up there and take that. Milwaukee's playing OKC and Orlando. Possible. OG Anunoby, another great game in the plus-minus category. This guy's on fire when it comes to that. I think they're 18-3 when OG Anunoby is in the Knicks lineup. So there's that. And you look at it, the Knicks, they have a path to go to the conference finals if Brunson can lead them there.
Of course they do.
Because, yeah, first off, they're just on the opposite side of the bracket from the Celtics, or maybe will be if they're in that sort of 2-3 spot. So that's good. And then, yeah, if you entered the playoffs tonight, as it stands, they would play the Pacers in round one. And then in the second round, Milwaukee, Philly, or Miami. All three of those teams have huge question marks, especially when it comes to injuries to some of their star guys. So there's a path there for the Knicks to go quite far in this postseason. We'll see. Starts next week, Tess.
Yes, it does. I think the worrisome part is the secondary score for the Knicks. I know everyone said that when Julius Randle went out, and then obviously Jalen Brunson said, I got this, no problem. But let's say he's doubled, he's having a cold night. I know everything is working with Hart and DiVincenzo and OG. I know that. And watching Bojan Bogdanović yesterday, that was fantastic coming off the bench. He was so freaking good. They've cut Alec Burks from the rotation. It's just Bojan. You are our guy. You're the sixth man, essentially. He had a 2-for-1 where in the first quarter where he went to the baseline, hit a beauty floater. He went past Jaylen Brown for a drive. He went and sized up Derek White for a 3-ball. That reverse layup over Kristaps Porzingis. Around Kristaps Porzingis, I should say. I mean, all those, I point those out because you might be relying on Bojan Bogdanović a lot because of how it all shakes down. I mentioned those other four guys. Off the bench, it's going to be McBride, Bogdanović, Mitchell Robinson. And I don't know about this Precious Achiuwa thing, but that's probably going to happen. But, I mean, you're just relying on scores that haven't necessarily done a ton. I love Bojan. But that's the worrisome part with this Knicks team. But I think they do have a path.
They need Bogdanović, absolutely. He's at 11 points per game on 55% shooting, 40 from three. He's gone in double digits 4 out of 6 games in April. In March, he was 8 points per game, 40% from the field, 32% from three. Yeah. 14 games, only 5 double digits. So he's trending upwards, and they absolutely need somebody else who can get his own shot. I think Bogdanović has definitely fallen off on the defensive end, which is why he was kind of in and out of the rotation for Tibbs early on in his New York tenure, but he's looking better right now, so that'll be big time. But I think that the Knicks should stay in the third seed. I wouldn't want the 2 seed. Mm. I would much rather play a team like the Magic, the Pacers, or the Cavs than the Sixers of the
Heat. Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, it's possible, and we'll see where they shake out here as the weekend goes on. Let's move to CJ McCollum, Zion Williamson scoring 31 apiece. Pelicans complete the 5-game sweep of the Kings. Very rare. Zion goes to the locker room in this game in the second quarter with like an apparent left wrist injury. He was okay. He came back. He scored 23 in the second half. Dominant in the third quarter. Huge leads for the Pelicans in this game. Kings chipped away. Like Fox tried his best to get them back in this couple times. Every time they did, Pelicans would just blow it open again. McCollum, season high 9 three-pointers in 12 attempts. He was on fire. He loves playing the Sacramento Kings. He is still pissed off that they said they were going to draft him and then didn't. He lights them up, it feels like, every time. So, yes, the Pelicans helping their chances to stay out of the play-in. Kings are now in the play-in. That's a lock. They can't get out of it. We'll figure out where they play. Are they going to be playing 2 games to get into the playoffs or whatever? But what do you think of this one, TK?
Well, I think that the Kings don't want to see the Pelicans in the playoffs.
Don't worry, they're not going to have to.
It's not going to happen. They just don't have the team to match up with New Orleans, because like Zion can score every time he has the ball. He can get past Harrison Barnes or whoever it is, and then Sabonis just is not a deterrent for him at the rim at all. And then on the flip side, the Pelicans have the length and the three-point shooting to be able to contend with the Kings scoring-wise. So 9 threes for CJ McCollum, 6 threes for Trey Murphy. That's 15 threes from two guys, and Sacramento hit 16 on the night. But the thing that's most exciting here is that Zion is peaking, heading into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's already played the most games he's ever played in a season. This is his fifth season. We know he hasn't made it to the playoffs. He's healthy. He looks good right now. The Pelicans have been really up and down lately. They had a four-game home losing streak, suddenly followed by a three-game road winning streak. Very weird, but at the very least, we're going to see Zion in the playoffs, and he looks good, so I'm excited to see him actually perform and maybe show out. We'll see. He took a three last night. Mm. Didn't make it, but he took it.
Yeah. I am looking forward to Zion in the playoffs, which might not happen, though, because they could fall to the play-in as well. It is tough. Sacramento, yeah, we saw them lose five times to the Pelicans, but they may play them in the play-in. And that doesn't bode well, obviously, for the Sacramento Kings. Just a bad couple of weeks also for Sacramento. They blew 20-point leads to OKC and the Knicks when they're on the road trip. And those two have hurt them.
Yeah.
Obviously, playing the Pelicans five times, that hurt them. They played the Pelicans and they played the Suns five times this season. That's not good. That's not good for them. Those are the two teams they wouldn't want to play. But they also played the Suns again this weekend. It's just going to be a wild weekend, that's for sure. Pelicans control their own destiny, though. They can get to the sixth seed, for sure. They've got Golden State tonight. That's going to be a tough one. Mm-hmm. They just rested Draymond Green and Klay Thompson last night for this, for a back-to-back, this opportunity. Then they have to play the Lakers. Although, just overall, yes, excited to see Zion. And Brandon Ingram should be coming back on Sunday, as Chris Haynes reported. That would be his first game back. So it's obviously not great that he hasn't caught minutes here, but he's so important to them. That matchup was just horrendous, obviously.
This was arguably the best game the Kings have played against the Pelicans this year. I'm exactly. Not even kidding.
It's true.
Remember they were down like 50 at one point in one of the previous contests. It's just a bad matchup. You said they even switched things up. They tried different things. They were like, well, okay, instead of Sabonis on Zion, which we've seen multiple times through these other games in this series, all right, we'll switch it up. We'll try Harrison Barnes on him or whatever. You know, they tried things, and it didn't matter. They had an answer. The Pelicans moved the ball, and when the guys are hitting threes, there's not much you can do, but holy crap, they just own them. They got to pray they don't play the Pelicans in the play-in.
Yeah,
that would be their... They want the Pelicans to be in the actual playoffs. Absolutely.
They're cheering for the Pelicans this weekend, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, Alex Len was guarding Zion at times. There's wild things happening.
New Orleans, 27-14 on the road. Franchise record for wins. Tied with the Celtics for the best mark in the NBA this season. They love playing on the road. So the Kings, they lose. They are now tied with the Warriors and the Lakers. They all have identical 45-35 records. But because we get into this multi-team tiebreaker, and because none of the teams lead the Pacific Division, the next tiebreaker is winning percentage in games against each other. And the Kings have the best record of those two teams. Other two teams, I should say. Kings 6-2 against those Warriors and Lakers. Warriors are 5-3 against the Kings and Lakers, and then the Lakers 1-7 against those other two teams. So Kings can still stay in the 7-8 game. Mm-hmm. They can be there, but obviously got to win some games over the weekend and hope maybe these other teams lose, be it the Warriors and the Lakers.
And they can also drop to 10.
Yeah, they can.
It's a wild weekend.
It's just like the Kings got better defensively this year. I think their average defensive rating. Keegan Murray, I think, took a level up defensively. There was some good things, but man, the last couple weeks where Herter obviously goes down, then Monk goes down, and they've been exposed, and like you just every quarter it feels like it's 30 plus points they're giving up. It's been just bad for the Kings have turned into the Kangs here over the last couple of weeks, and they're just holding on for dear life to try and do something maybe in a play-in, but we'll see. Other games, Curry 22 points, the Warriors rallied to beat the Blazers, a little closer than probably they wanted, but 100-92. Your Bulls beat the Pistons, they hit the over. There you go.
Hit the over, clinched the ninth seed.
They clinched the ninth seed, and then the Jazz snapped a 13-game skid with a win over the Rockets. Any thoughts on any of those games?
DeMar DeRozan made four threes against the Pistons last night. He's played 1,172 games in his NBA career between the regular season and the postseason. How many times do you think he's hit four or more three-pointers?
Wow. That's a lot
Long
of games.
Career.
That's
a lot of games. Yeah. Scored a lot of points.
But it's got to be on...
I don't go double digits
No,
even.
No.
Six.
Yeah, I'll go 5.
Put some respect on this man's name. 13.
Wow. Wow.
Shooter. Jeez. Yeah, he was letting it fly last night. I saw he also passed Charles Barkley on the all-time list for most two-pointers made. They okay. got a stat for
okay,
everything.
Okay, they really do. Yeah. They really do.
Wow. Ever?
Yeah, I think he's 33rd all-time for two-pointers made.
Oh, okay, yeah. 33rd. Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you were thinking all-time?
Yeah.
No.
Just 33rd.
All right, so, yeah, Bulls locked into the ninth seed. They'll be hosting the Hawks.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, yeah, it was exciting. They actually played the Bulls highlights on Inside the NBA last night and showed that the matchup was locked in. I think it was the first time I've seen the Bulls on TNT this season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Pistons, who they beat, should be named Worst of the Week. That I'll get to later on.
Yeah.
Because they literally aren't playing guys now. They're literally sitting guys out. Yes, some of them are hurt, but Cade Cunningham, Asar Thompson, Simone Fontecchio, Quentin Grimes, Isaiah Stewart all didn't play yesterday. They're just chilling. And they have their worst record in franchise history. It's official.
Mm-hmm.
They... At their best worst, it was 16-66 way back when. They now have 13 wins. They can't have more than 15 if they win both their games this weekend.
And
they're not playing, guys.
You need them to win both games this weekend. And for my Wizards to not pick up
No, they're not
going to
win. They're
you
really not
so?
Playing, guys. No, I am eating nut dust, as we've said.
Next week, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. The loser has to eat nut dust. We actually got a random email from somebody who said, I've had a few beverages tonight and decided to try a bag of wasabi roasted peanuts. They are spicy. Please try to add some to the nut dust if possible. Thanks. Thanks, Cody Todd, a Canadian Raptors fan in New Zealand.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So final weekend of the regular season. It's a bunch of games on tonight. I think everybody plays tonight here on Friday night.
15 games.
And then everybody plays on Sunday because there's no games on Saturday. Is there a game or storyline or whatever? What are you most looking forward to with only 2 nights of regular season ball left with all of this playoff seeding still up in the air?
I'll start us off because I'm just going to applaud the NBA. I'm surprised. I'm a stubborn person. I like games every single night. I don't like this. I don't like this. At first, I saw 15 games tonight, 0 games Saturday, 15 games on Sunday, 0 games on Monday, and then you get 4 nights where there's a 2, then a 2, then a 1, then a 1. I thought, nah, just start the playoffs. But you know what, NBA? You get everybody watching. Less is more. Well done. Well done.
Okay.
I think that it's copying other leagues, sure, whatever, but it's done extremely well. And tonight it's bonkers when you look at Orlando's at Philadelphia. Orlando could finish 3rd or they could finish 7th. That's how many spots they've got. Philly can finish in the actual playoffs too or drop to the play-in. Indiana, Cleveland, the Pacers could finish from 4th to 8th. The Cavs, 2 through 7. It's nuts. Milwaukee at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City can finish from 1 through 3. Shea missed a lot of games recently, by the way. Anyways, Milwaukee can finish 2 or 3. New Orleans, Golden State, we've gone through it. New Orleans can finish in the playoffs or not. Golden State, 8 through 10. Kings, 7 through 10. And then they host the Suns, who can also finish 6 through 9. They did well. They did well, the NBA did, I think.
I think they're happy with this?
Yeah.
Nice tinkering.
There's a lot of stakes at play here.
It sucks. Some of these teams, we talked about the Kings, have to play back-to-back. The Suns didn't play last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucks for some teams. All in all, but in the end, the NBA did good. Less is more.
Do you have a game that you've really highlighted here, either Friday night or Sunday?
Well, I think Philadelphia is definitely interesting to watch over the weekend. Can they get up to the 6th seed? They've won 6 straight games. Like Tass said, they play the Magic tonight, which is a big one for both of these teams seeding-wise, and then it's the Nets play in Philadelphia on Sunday. So that should be a win for the Sixers, so I guess it kind of comes down to tonight if they can take down the Magic and then jump out of 6th. And then personally, I'm excited to see the Bulls and the Knicks. They play for the 3rd time in 10 days on Sunday. We had Javonte Green getting kicked in the head by Josh Hart. We had the Andre Drummond, Torrey Craig double alley-oop. They flexed this game to the 1 o'clock slot on Sunday, national TV, because they know something crazy is going to happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's going to get de-pantsed.
You think so, eh?
Yeah, I don't know who.
But it might be the Villanova Knicks guys doing it to each other.
Yeah, exactly right.
Couldn't you see that? Couldn't you see Brunson getting DiVincenzo or something like that?
DiVincenzo,
gotcha.
No pants.
All right. I'm with you guys. I think tonight's Orlando-Philadelphia game is huge, not just for the Sixers. For the Magic, a win clinches a playoff spot for them, and it keeps the chances of a third seed for Orlando. Because they have tiebreakers with Indiana. They have tiebreakers with Cleveland. They have tiebreakers with New York. So that's big. On the other hand, a loss puts them either at 6th or 7th because Philly would jump them and Indiana might too. They have a chance to fall to 8th. So let me make that very clear. Two games left in the regular season, the Magic could be the third seed in the Eastern Conference, or they could fall all the way to 8th if things broke,
really?
Unfortunately for them. Yeah. Yeah. So that's bad.
I'm surprised.
That is nuts.
I did say 3rd to 7th because yeah. I thought it was 3rd to 7th.
I think that's what Hollinger said. He said 8th is in play, that they could fall there. It depends what would happen on Sunday.
Yeah, lots of things. Yeah.
So that's a huge one for both of those teams. And then the other ones tonight, Pelicans-Warriors. You know, you said it, New Orleans sort of destiny is in their hands, right?
They are.
So they win. They're looking pretty good to be out of the play-in. Golden State, they want to win because, you know, they want to get into the 7-8 matchup. So massive stakes there sort of at the end of the West brackets. And then Suns-Kings is sort of similar. Suns keeping their hopes alive to get out of the play-in. Still possible. And the Kings are just like, God, if we got to win so we don't keep slipping to the back end of the play-in. So those are the three games tonight. Orlando-Philly, Pelicans-Warriors, Suns Kings, which is on NBA TV, that last one. But they're all almost all important. There's only a handful of games where you're like, you don't even need to worry about it. Because a lot of these involve teams that want to win. Yeah. And I love it because it's like you're saying the play-in starts on two. Like, we're talking about a week off for some of these teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's banged up at this point. I mean, some guys more injured than others, but you've got, I'm sure there's a lot of sore ankles and sore quads and sore knees or whatever.
Yeah.
Some of these teams are gladly going to take a week off if you can get out of the play-in.
Some want to play, though. Some want to play immediately, and they don't want to chill.
Mm.
They do.
Rust versus rest, eh?
Yeah. There are some teams that are in a flow, for sure. They don't want to take 5 to 6 days off. But anyway, it depends on the team. I will be purchasing some wasabi nut dust tonight.
Okay. Yeah, when are we
trying it out?
When are we going to be doing that? Like right there on Monday? Some point during the week?
Yeah.
Maybe some point later in the week, because we're not going to have a ton of basketball on, like you're saying.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. So it'll be on really, one of those shows.
Yeah,
I will really choke here on air.
Okay.
Okay. What's likely going to happen?
So tell us what game you're most excited for this weekend there in the stream team, or tweet at us at NoDunksInc.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whoa! Mac is back! You ever wish you could have it both ways? I do. Like a zero-calorie cheeseburger, or staying up late but not feeling exhausted in the morning. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But you can have it both ways with Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I've got some polos, some tees, some undies, and I love them. Simple, soft, stylish. In fact, I'm wearing Mack Weldon right now. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. If you told me my silver PK polo was made from 100% cotton, I would 100% believe you. But those antimicrobial silver threads keep me feeling fresher longer. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS.
Let's get to Worst of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Worst of the Week.
Thank you to everyone who submitted their Worst of the Week suggestions. Some just didn't make it. Adam Silver for changing officiating midseason? Come on, that's good for the league. People play defense. Some people said the Miami Heat losing games here at the end of the season, not looking right. I agree. They don't look right. Some people said the Toronto Raptors. The Toronto Raptors.
Worst of the year.
Yeah. Although I've got somebody here in the first slot, there's something to do with the Toronto Raptors, a team that's out of it. The first nominee, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers' actual broadcast team, because they're hosting the Memphis Grizzlies, mm-hmm. a team that's out of it, like Toronto Raptors, just out of it. And when the Cavs broadcast team showed a Grizzly player on camera, the name that they showed for this player was ? They didn't know who the player was. That's Timmy Allen. That's his name. Yeah.
Damn it, you beat me to it by a second. Yeah.
The tool man himself?
Wow.
He looks different.
Now, this guy is a rookie. He's playing his first few games here on a 10-day contract. So you can understand why the Cavs broadcast team may have not known him. And you can also say, us in the TV biz, that maybe that name graphic under there, that's a template. It could be a template.
Yeah.
Where template. There's question marks for the players' names, also for the points that he scored, for field goals, three-point percentage. So maybe that's just how the template operates. Mm. So that may be what's happening. I went and tried to find this. This was shared on Twitter. I couldn't find it in the broadcast. I think they cut it out of the broadcast because they didn't want to show that again. And honestly, it's understandable not to know every single Memphis Grizzly this season. The Grizzlies have now set an NBA record. 33 players played for them this season. That's a freaking lot. And that was their 51st starting lineup this season in their 80th game, 51 starting lineups. That's a lot. Because they started Scottie Pippen Jr., Jake LaRavia, Lamar Stevens, Gigi Jackson, and Trey Jemison, because they had 12 guys sitting. 12. I don't even want to name all these. I did it on the show the other day. They're just sitting guys. Anyways, Cleveland Cavaliers broadcast, a very fun one. Very fun one to start.
Timmy Allen.
The guy's Timmy.
First ever NBA Timmy, according to Basketball Reference.
Yeah, it's not a Tim.
Wow.
It's not a Timothy.
Not Timothy.
His Twitter handle is Timmy Buckets. I love this guy. Yeah. Just find out about him.
Second nominee is ESPN's Stephen A. Smith. Now, what Stephen A., when he talked recently about a New York's Knicks win over Milwaukee, and he talked about what he was watching regarding the New York Knicks. Here's the clip.
I'm looking at Grimes. He's looked good. I'm looking at Isaiah Hartenstein as a reserve, giving you activity off the bench. I'm looking at Mitchell Robinson being here. On the court, back on the court.
Grimes doesn't play for the New York Knicks.
He got one thing correct there, I guess.
Because Mitchell Robinson was on the court?
Well, yeah, he got that part right, that Mitchell Robinson was back playing.
He's here.
He was saying, like, Hartenstein, interesting way to pronounce it, was coming off the bench.
Yeah, he is a starter.
No, he's not.
He's a starter. There's a few things. Grimes doesn't play for the team.
Nope. Hartenstein.
Is a starter. Hartenstein is how you pronounce it, but hey, that's fine. Yeah. It's fine to call him Hartenstein. And Stephen A's a legend. I mean, that was the Stephen A show. The guy has like 6 shows a day. You can make a mistake. I make mistakes on one show per day. So almost impressive, but I like how he takes those little gaps in between sentences because he's thinking of things it's exactly what I do. So kudos to Stephen A Smith, but very funny. He's watching the Knicks, who are his team. But he wasn't really watching them.
That's the part. That's the part that had people going a little nuts. It's one thing if it's one of the other 29 teams. I mean, okay, yeah, he does a million shows. He's on air 24/7. You're not going to maybe know the Grizzlies lineup that Timmy Allen signed a 10-day. I think we'd let that pass. But the idea that the Knicks, his team, he's always calling them either crap back in the day or, you know, then talking up a big game. So that's the part that people are like, hold on. This is your team here. You don't know who's starting. You don't know who's on the roster. A little perplexing.
A little perplexing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to our third nominee of four. There could have been more. The Detroit Pistons should have been on here. But the third nominee, we've already talked about the Bulls, Torrey Craig and Andre Drummond's their alley-oops attempt. Yeah. A very great attempt. Now, after this huge flub, we talked about it on the show. I want to hear your guys' thought process here a few days later. Has it changed? Do you hate Torrey Craig for throwing it off the backboard to himself, or do you hate Andre Drummond for going after it? Because they could have collided in the air a little bit. They may have touched, and that may be why it didn't happen. Maybe that's why the alley-oop wasn't converted, because Drummond may have hit Craig in the butt there a little bit. What are your guys' thoughts now a few days later?
Hate. I love this.
Yeah.
Thank God Torrey Craig tried to turn into Trace McGrady. Thank God Drummond thought it was for them. You know, this is the end of the regular season. I mean, the Bulls not playing for a whole lot right now. This is hilarious.
It is.
And, I mean, the more I've thought about it, Trey talked about it. Like, if you're going to lay blame to one of the two guys, it's got to be Craig. Because I don't know why you would think he was going to be trying this. And Drummond's like, yeah, okay, he's chucking it off the backboard for me. So I'll go get it. But it's funny as hell. Like, yeah. That is an all-time Shaqton clip.
That's an all-timer. You can't keep Andre Drummond off the glass. Everybody knows that. I don't even know if Torrey Craig would have made it. It's hard to tell because there is the little bit of contact between him and Drummond, but the ball barely even gets to the rim on the dunk attempt. Like, I think it hits the front of the rim. This was just funny. This was just awesome.
I wonder if they had pulled it off. Like, obviously they didn't mean to do it, but like if they had both actually dunked it, who would they have given the bucket to? Like Craig, just because he's in front of him?
Great question.
Would they have? They should have done 1 point each. Like,
well,
I don't know.
A lot of times in like those situations where like the defense tips the ball in, they give the basket to whoever's closest. Which is Torrey Craig. Technically, he's 1 foot closer.
I guess.
So I guess he probably.
I think it would be Craig's bucket.
Yeah. And assist and rebound. Like, I don't know. What did that go down in the box score as?
I don't know.
Shaqton by it.
Right now, I'm looking up Torrey Craig's career dunks because there aren't a lot of them. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
There obviously aren't any throwing himself a ball off the backboard, but the fact that Andre Drummond even goes for it is kind of strange to me. Torrey Craig jumps, reaches. Andre Drummond at least pull his hands back if he's in the air, but he hit him. Anyways. Drummond loves it. He's going for it. He thought it was for him, and that would have been a great dunk. That would have been a great pass if it did happen that way. Great stuff from the Chicago Bulls. Fourth nominee, last one here. Someone threw a chicken wing on a basketball floor, and the great Kevin Harlan was upset that it happened. Here he is on the call.
Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. Yes. It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out and I'm so hungry.
Shout out to Harlan, who saw a wing thrown on the floor for a Kings-Pelicans game. Apparently, more wings went on the floor.
Yeah.
Just after
one.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
So an employee had to go grabbed it with a towel, and took it off. And Kevin Harlan said, "Why would you do that? I would love to eat that chicken wing."
I couldn't believe the amount of chicken wing content that was going around yesterday. Conan O'Brien on Hot Ones, which was legendary. They should end the show there. It's so funny if you haven't.
They had their first funny episode. They should.
It was so good. And then, chicken wings here at night being thrown on the floor. It was a good day for chicken wings.
Great day for chicken wings.
I assume Kings fans are just upset with how their season has ended and just threw some wings on the floor. I assume that's Kings fan.
I would guess so.
Multiple times. Literally, the person went and cleaned that one off, and then somebody threw some more, which was unfortunate that happened. But
how saucy were they? It's not as big a deal if they're a dry rub. It's not, you know, it's still going to be greasy. But if they're saucy, then it's going to make a mess.
Yeah,
it didn't seem like that.
I have not called the Sacramento Arena to figure this out, but it felt like that employee was wiping the floor down with a towel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was some sauce.
Okay, some sauce.
Some sauce debris. So four good nominees. The Cavaliers broadcast team, Stephen A. Smith, the Chicago Bulls, Torrey Craig and Andre Drummond, and the wing guy. See, as far as that one goes, is it the wing guy who is the nominee? The guy who threw it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I don't mean the cleaner. I don't mean the person helping clean. I mean, the wingman
should have left the sauce on there.
It's the person. Yeah, let's not assume it's a man.
Me right, but it was.
but it was. Yeah, it's definitely the person for two reasons. One, you shouldn't throw anything on a basketball floor.
Yeah, you're
and then,
right.
And then two, it, like Harlan is pointing out, why would you ever throw a delicious chicken wing? So why are you giving up your food? Even, you know, there's always a little left on the bone.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you see those, like, lineups of how to eat your wings. Nobody's really going for nine, you know, right. When it's completely cleaned off. I had to check the play-by-play. I don't think it happened, but I would be okay with fans throwing wings on the floor if the opposing team misses two free throws and everybody wins free wings, like a hat trick. It's a wing trick.
Okay.
Just chuck it on, but I don't think that happened.
Well, what was the whole Pistons thing? That they were like losing a ton of money this year. Wingstop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Or no, they were saving a bunch of money, wasn't it? Wasn't it like if the Pistons win, you get wings, but then they lost 28 straight?
Oh, that's what it was. So yeah, nobody was getting wings.
No wings.
That makes more sense, yeah. It'd be weird if Wingstop was like, hey, we're giving away wings every time the Pistons lose. I think your way makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe those wings just weren't cooked all that well. Maybe they're bad wings.
Yeah,
maybe just that person's
get it out of here.
No, it was like a minute left. The game was over essentially, and Kings fans were just mad. So they did the unfortunate thing. They did the wrong thing.
They did indeed. All right, great worst of the week nominees.
Good,
good batch.
Good batch.
Good batch coming out of the air fryer this week. All right, let's get to Five Star Friday. Trey Kirby, you're back with the reviews, and you said you were giving us the international version. Did that happen?
That's right. This is the international version, a little twist on Five Star Friday. I will read you the five-star review, and you will tell me which country it comes from.
Ooh.
And just to narrow it down, I would say these are from like our in our top five most widely populated countries that listen to No
Dumps. That's going
to
help us.
That'll help you. Okay. That'll help you. So let's check out our first review. Five stars. The one with the beard guys. Quote, the one with the beard guys is how I've come to describe this podcast to my partner. Is it a whimsical tale of some Lord of the Rings style dwarves? Is it just some dudes in a room stroking their beards, not saying a word? No. These guys just produce the goods. Talking basketball and more. To be honest, they just somehow make you feel like you're part of the gang. Top tier in my book. Keep it going, guys. That's from Marv Bram.
Okay. What country did that come from?
Marv Bram, where'd you come from?
Yeah.
JD, jump in here, too, if you have any thoughts on this. There's a Lord of the Rings
reference. Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Tier? Mm. Top tier jumped out to me? I was trying to think, like, is that a saying that... I don't know, the UK or Australia, I don't know.
Use the word dwarves.
This is very difficult. Dwarves.
I would say that if you're with dwarves and if you're with Lord of the Rings.
England. It's England.
Yeah.
Well, or Australia, New Zealand.
There we go. It's Australia.
Oh, okay.
It's Australia.
Okay. Okay, we were right. We got there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we talked it out.
Australia.
Good review.
Thanks for listening, Australia.
Top tier review.
Top tier review. Our next five-star review. This is from VVG, and it's titled Best Basketball Dudes. I remember seeing the first episode of The Starters, and since then, I haven't missed an episode of these guys. I really wished I started in the TBJ days because their chemistry is amazing. They've adapted to changes really well and love every iteration of their podcast, including this one. I also like their movie review content and hope they do more of them. Where's this one from?
Okay, not a lot to work with.
Not a lot to work with this one.
I mean, dudes? Who says dudes?
Yeah, dudes is a good pull.
I was going to say Canada, but then maybe thought not because they were like, I wasn't into the Basketball Jones. And maybe you'd be more likely to be into TBJ if you were from Canada.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's Canada, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Philippines? I don't know.
I was looking at Trey's face as you were saying I wouldn't think Canada, and his face said maybe you should think Canada.
Ooh,
so I'm going Canada.
Okay. You should think Canada.
Damn. Wow. But my reasoning was pretty
sound
smart.
Your reasoning is sound, but I think it's more like, wow, these guys are Canadian and I wasn't listening when they were here in Canada. That's how it read to me.
Okay.
Also, is there any movie related content anybody's interested in for this summer?
Well, we talked about what's it called, the vampires and the werewolves.
Twilight?
Twilight.
Twilight.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we threw it around. We
the vampires and the werewolves.
as our next Fast Friends, like we did for Fast and Furious. Mission Impossible. But
we'll find a movie. We'll find a movie.
A beloved movie that we'll hate. That's why we
thought Twilight would be hilarious. Yeah. I think it would be hilarious. I mean, but I also don't know. It could just be excruciating.
Or it could be awesome.
Could be bad. Yeah.
Or we could love it.
Incredible.
Team Jacob, man.
Taylor Lautner. What's he up to? I always remember thinking him and Chris Humphreys looked similar. Let us know down below if it's true. Our next 5-star review comes to us from Rodders J. It's not cricket, is the title. Great basketball show, but needs some infrequent cricket references.
Oh, wow. Mm. They must miss Lely, I guess.
Right.
Well, sounds Australian.
We already did Australia.
Well, I didn't say they were all from the 5. They're from only 4 countries, but they're probably all in the top 5.
Okay, yeah.
JD's right. That's an Australian one right there.
Yeah, it's They like their wangadangs down there.
I just wore a cricket hat the other day.
There you go. Cricket content right there.
Yeah. The cricket tournament is happening in North America and the Caribbean this year. This calendar year. We could do a cricket podcast.
Let's
do it.
Let's get a playback going at least. Can you do a playback for 3 days straight?
No, I think they are shorter. It's the men's T20.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've got a friend who's going to New York because he wants to watch a game.
Okay.
I couldn't get that excited about it, but, you know, maybe we do. Okay. Maybe we don't. Canada's involved.
Wow.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Cricket players?
Yeah, they got cricket players.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, our next review, it's a short one. 5 stars from Ellen Cherry, loving the mop talk. And a picture of a sponge.
When were we talking about mops?
I don't know. That's why I put this one in there. When did we talk about mops?
Recent, too.
This was last week. Yeah.
The mops. Didn't the worst of the week last week?
Oh, you're right. Bad mopping last week. Worst of the week.
Yeah.
Great point. This one is very current. That could be a hint for you. Because this is a well-populated listening zone.
Well, Philippines.
No.
Well populated listening zone.
Well,
America. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. You know, it's fresh. If you're seeing some of the dates on these ones, I'm going back in time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going
back
to 2023 for an Australian one. But USA, they love the mop talk.
Yeah. I did see that review come through because I wasn't here last week. Mm-hmm. I was on a cruise where good mopping was done. And I thought of that. I thought they can't be talking about the people here on this on this deck. Because on cruises, they do some mopping all the time.
They have to, right?
Don't they call it swabbing?
Yeah. I changed the word. You're right. It's not mop. It's like a Swiffer. It's a permanent Swiffer.
You got to swab that deck.
You got to swab that deck.
Free idea for the Los Angeles Clippers out there. You're moving to a new arena. You're going to have a mop crew. Call them the Swab Squad.
Ooh. That's a great idea.
Right, the boat Clippers.
Yeah, they're boat themed.
That's good.
And have them dressed as ship hands.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Really cool.
That's the coolest thing possible.
Make some money because Swiffer's already in the NBA game, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some sort of sponsorship.
Yeah, he used to play for the Grizzlies, right?
Swiffer?
Our final 5-star review. It's from 2021. What? Sorry, I had to include this one. Boss J writes in, I took my dad's iPhone just to give you 5 stars. Best NBA podcast in the world. No Dunks is a must listen for diehard and casual NBA fans alike. May it be inside jokes and irreverent humor to in-depth game analysis and tweet of the night, sending love. Mm-hmm. And I had to cut the end out because it revealed where this person is from.
Ooh.
Somebody's taking a dad's phone just to give us 5 stars on a podcast. Thank you, boss.
Thank you 3 years later, boss. they probably have their own phone now.
Yeah, probably.
Mm, interesting.
Bob,
gotta be UK.
Okay.
Gotta be.
I don't know.
Yeah, use the word irreverent. He, she probably lives in England. Sure.
Sure.
This is from a 17-year-old Filipino kid.
Oh, I should have went back to my
Sending
Filipinos.
Love from a 17-year-old Filipino kid. It says.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. So okay. Hopefully they have their own phone.
Yeah, probably now a 20-year-old Filipino man.
Yeah. Hopefully Boss is still listening.
Person.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for the 5-star Friday reviews. Keep them coming. We'll do that once every month, usually at the start of the month. So you got a whole bunch of time to get them in here. That includes you, international people.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, before we go, rapid fire fun. TK, you got the questions. We got the answers. Let's do it.
All right, guess which country these questions are from. JK. Our first question. Jalen Brunson explained the Knicks' key to success earlier this week. Quote, "We low-key hate each other, but we like each other. Somehow that turns into great team chemistry." So the question for you guys, what is something you low-key hate, but still actually like, Skeets?
Before I answer, can I just say, maybe the toughest batch of rapid-fire questions
they're tricky.
We've ever come across. Like, good questions, but man, I had to put a lot of thought into these ones. I don't
know.
You gotta
dig deep.
Maybe it's just the end of the season. I'm slowing down, but I was struggling. But what's something I low-key hate, but I still actually like? I think it's cats. Not Fred cats. Just cats in general. I'm not a cat guy.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Must love dogs.
I sort of hate cats. I'm suspicious of them. Some don't seem to like me. But then you get around the nice cat, and I still want to pet that cat. It's still an animal.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, like Bob, my buddy Grish has Bob. You've got Wilbur. You know, there's good cats.
I love a cat.
Yeah,
Grish has I can't a good say cat. I love a cat.
I would almost say I like cats more than I like dogs.
Wow, strong.
That's very strong. Oh, I forgot Sushi. I like your cat too.
Yeah. It's strong for strong from JD because you've had dogs your whole life, but cats, not.
Cats in the wild. Generally speaking, I just like cats. I think they're cool.
In the wild.
Yeah, I got so many cats around.
Oh,
here.
That's true. There are
a lot of neighborhood cats. So do I. Actually,
I'd like to say hi to, and I don't have to deal with. We would never have a cat because Rachel's allergic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the two dogs that I have, I can't stand. One of them I loved, but the other one I just. Whatever.
Would you trade the dog you don't love for a cat?
In a second. In a second.
Man, that's too far.
I could trade,
I'll take your dog.
I could trade you. I could trade you my cat, because my cat is a dog, essentially. It acts like a dog.
All right.
It's a beggar.
All right.
It just wants to be around all the time. But I ain't trading her. No chance.
Yeah. Oh, you love sushi.
The street cats, it's an interesting one. Being a Greek man of... Whenever I've gone to Greece, I haven't really liked the street cats.
Mm.
I like my cats. But the street cats, I don't know.
Yeah, so when I say street cats, I'm not... They're not stray cats.
They're not.
They're indoor-outdoor cats.
Yeah, they have homes.
Yeah.
I know where they all live. I know all their names.
I know their parents.
What about when they're under a car? That's weird.
Yeah, you gotta look under the car.
I don't like that.
One of these days.
Get into your car really loud. That's what you got to do. Stomp and...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Open the door a couple times.
Crank the radio and then start it.
All right. Cats.
Tass.
Yes, Skeets, I do agree that this was a little bit of tough process coming through with three answers. That's why I asked my wife. I asked my wife, and she came through with three things that I like that she doesn't like or whatever. It worked out. So the first one is Danielle. She turns on this FM radio station every single morning. It's from the tri-state area, this old radio station that she listened to way back, 106.7. And I think, come on, we don't have to listen to this. We don't. These people, they banter. Yeah, okay, this is what I did this weekend. I really don't care what Cubby and Christine have to say every single time. And then they play songs that I'm kind of into. Give me some of the pop hits. I'm fine with the pop hits. Some 90s songs. You're playing me some Madonna now? Sure. Okay. They play the Nearly Impossible Question every single day. Like, in the 1950s, 7% of women did this. Now over 70% of women do. What is it? And you got to answer it. And me and my wife think about it. We talk about it.
What is it?
What do you guys think?
I feel like any answer I could give is cancelable.
Oh, really?
So be careful.
Yeah.
No. It's not cancelable. It's just dyeing your hair.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess dye wasn't available in the 1950s, I guess. Anyway,
Interesting.
Her radio station's fine.
All right.
So what is it again?
106.7 Light FM.
Light FM.
I forgot to say that.
This
the
is
term.
New York, I guess, right?
Yeah, you said Tri-State.
Yeah. I think it's Jersey.
Traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, Turnpike.
It's all jammed up.
I mean, they give you the news. That's okay.
Okay. But, I like news.
But they're done in like 45 seconds. Then they start talking about
the weekend.
Cubby
and Christine. Good names, though.
That's how it feels like we've never moved to Atlanta. We've been here for 10 years and stuff, but I still listen to CBC sometimes or put on the old CFRB 1010 talk radio, see what's happening. What's going on with that mayoral race?
Stay up to date, eh, on the happenings of Toronto?
Oh, yeah, okay. you gotta keep up with what's happening back home, I guess.
You don't have to.
I mean, you actually don't. You really don't.
JD, you got something you low-key hate but still actually like?
I got two answers for this. Number one is Vegas. I do hate it, but when I'm there, I kind of love it.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Very good answer.
That's a great one.
And the other one is I hate going to like music recitals and plays that my kids are in, but once I'm sitting there, I do love it. I legit love it. The kids do a great job, but it's always like, why do I got to sit through this guy's, kid? But I'm waiting for my kid to go on. But it's usually fine, and it's good.
Right.
It's good. It's a good thing.
I agree. I hate other kids' performances.
Oh, God.
I like mine.
Yeah, mine's awesome.
Yeah. Good answers. Good answers. Here's another hard one. Torrey Craig tried to throw an alley-oop to the glass off himself. What? Torrey Craig tried to throw an off-the-glass oop to himself. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Andre Drummond thought it was for him. The rest is shacked in history. See our previous segment.
Yeah.
Guys, when's a time you mistakenly thought something was intended for you when it really wasn't?
Every cup of water that was just handed out in the marathon I ran last weekend.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Now, I want to say, these people are volunteers. God bless them. They're out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was cold. This race. We were in the desert outside of Vegas running this damn marathon. And so these people, they're not getting paid. So thank you to these people that are there helping. But my God, every water station was a shit show. I don't think they were taught maybe how to hold the water and how quickly they needed to do it. And there's a lot of runners and a lot of fast runners. And it was pandemonium. And so I saw way too many people get absolutely just soaked with, a cup of water that, there was too many people grabbing. And, there is a skill to it in handing it and also grabbing it. So don't get me wrong. It's not just all their fault. But, oh, my God. It was... At the first two stations, I didn't even get any water. There was just no water to be had. They weren't holding them fast enough, and there's too many people. They needed more people is really what it came down to. But Jared, who I was running the race with, the first water station. This is, 2 miles in. It's freezing cold. I told you guys. It was 15, 20 degrees Fahrenheit at the start of this race. So it is cold. And I'm right behind Jared at this first water station. There's a big tall guy in between us or right by us. And the guy holds it. And Jared goes to grab it. But the guy won't let go of the cup that's holding it. So Jared as he goes by, lets go. And then because of that, the water just exploded. And it went all over this big tall dude behind me. That was luckily between me and Jared, or otherwise it would have been me. And that guy was so pissed. He was so pissed. Mm. And I couldn't blame him. Oh, it's so cold. Now you're just covered in water. It's even worse.
Do big splashes like that happen often? Because, people are running by. It would be tough to grab.
Small splashes happen a ton.
Small splashes.
But this one was a huge one because the guy just wouldn't let go of the cup. I don't know why.
It was frozen to his hand, maybe.
I grabbed one later on. Grabbed a water later on, and it was an ice cube. It was literally an ice cube.
Wow. There's a mitten still stuck to it.
Yeah, got the guy's arm attached to it. That was what I went with here.
Is that why you're so fast? Because you had to run to the next water table?
Yeah.
Thirsty. Oh,
but
you got to intake water. You have to. You don't even want to half the time, but you got to.
Yeah, and it's hard to drink while running.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot better at it. Yeah, I used to be horrible at it. Just make a mess, get none of it in my mouth. But you do they're paper cups, right? You get a good squeeze technique,
squeezer,
and then
squeezer.
You sort of slowly pour it in. I hold it quite long. A lot of people take it in right away and get rid of it, but I'll hold it for a bit. But
yeah, it's those water bottle paper cups, right? They're pointed at the bottom.
No, these ones are flat because they have to sit on tables.
The cones, yeah. I couldn't think of a word.
Not the cones.
A word of cones, but yes. I've done that too. You just squeeze. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you gotta squeeze it.
Yeah, squeezer.
Nobody ever just like throws it in the air and tries to.
Like Popeye was in it. That's what I do.
That would work. Tass, you thought something was for you. It wasn't, though.
Well, we were working at NBA TV, and I was walking by a TV, and I thought Dennis Scott, former NBA player Dennis Scott, had a little cutout of me on his shoulder. That's what I thought. But it was actually Jared Greenberg. I thought he was kissing a cutout of me, but he was kissing a cutout of Jared Greenberg that we're showing to you here on YouTube. Man, I went through... I went through last night and this morning, because we were going through an old video of us playing horse you were asking for, Skeets.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Butler, there's a video that just dropped of him playing horse on a horse.
Yep.
I said, I mean, we basically did this a decade, way longer than a decade ago, playing horse with the idea that we were cowboys, and we were trying to find the clip. We're going to post it this weekend on our YouTube channel, because we did find it.
Oh, there's lots to find.
Yeah.
That was my last 12 hours. I didn't even sleep. I was just going through the vault of a paper cutout of Dennis Scott. He's kissing Jared Greenberg.
What's happening?
How is it sitting on his shoulder?
It's like got to be Elf on a Shelf, obviously.
Yeah.
Like a play on that, I guess, you know?
I guess he is wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Guess. Anyway, I have no idea what was happening in that. I just saw that and just made that up. I didn't think that was me at all. But anyway.
Squint.
A little bit,
got similar beard.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Greenberg. Yeah, we looked. Yeah.
Okay.
JD. Yeah.
I don't know if this is the answer to the question, but one time when I had just gotten my license, I was driving, had my girlfriend with me, was 16 years old. Literally just got my license. Looked in my rearview mirror. Ah, it's my buddy Ken. He's behind me in his car. It was his dad's car. I'm like, hey, Ken. Hey, fuck you, Ken. You know, like giving him the finger and everything like that. Then we were at a red light, and then we started driving, and then Ken tries to pull up behind, like beside me, and I'm like, no, I don't think so, Kenny. And I would do this, and I fucking
cut him off,
and then he keeps trying to get by me. Anyway, long story short, he does get beside me. It ain't Ken.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea who it is. Like, doesn't even look like Ken. And me and my girlfriend are like, reality had changed somehow. You know what I mean? You know when that happens? It's just like, oh my God, that's not Ken. And we're just shrinking in the car, you know, in the little Ford Fiesta.
Did the guy or woman do it?
Oh, and then he just glared at me, and he gave me the most purposeful, like, fuck you kind of thing.
Wow.
And when it was in a car, it was winter, so, like, they're all, the windows are all up and everything, so I can't, oh, I thought you were somebody else. I was like, Anyways, you drove by. But yeah.
Good answer.
That's great. Just giving him the finger for blocks at a time.
It literally went on for way too long.
What's this guy doing?
Exactly.
Final question. A clip went around on social media this week of multiple Grizzlies players passing up layups because Victor Wembanyama was there waiting under the rim. Fellas, what is something you're scared to go near?
Cruises.
Hmm. Oh yeah.
I don't want to go on a cruise. I don't know if I ever will. Interested to hear like how it went for you, but like the pure size of them do scare me a little bit.
In terms of being too big?
Yeah.
Or just like
they're cities. Treya said it. They're like these are like,
it's like a
isn't that the
block.
Cool thing about them though?
I find it a little, I don't know, something about it creeps me out.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit with you. I just feel this like on all like large structures. I don't consider myself as having a fear of heights.
No, I don't
know.
Nor either.
Do I think like I'm going to just randomly fall over the edge of a balcony.
Right.
But I'm wary. I'm like, I'll stay an arm's length from those balconies.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen.
Yeah.
Fair.
I don't want to go on it because I don't think it's for me, but also the pure size of it. But how did you have a fun time?
I was impressed by the sheer size of that thing and how huge they are. And they tell you how long those things are and how much they weigh, and it's incredible. I'm overwhelmed by those numbers. But at the same time, it's almost too small. People get a little worried about how small the rooms are,
Oh, right.
The bedrooms are, and they have, you know, they feel just like it's like, where can I go if where I can need I to go somewhere?
The full court basketball court, right? The 10 swimming pools, it's the whatever. So massive. There's a lot of room. Maybe not your room itself, but there is a show called, like, I think, is it called Mighty Ships? You ever seen this show?
I've definitely seen a version of this where it's a documentary and shows you the hospital and how they move all the food on.
That's the
and
thing.
Out.
I get all in my head on like the logistics of running something of that size with that many people and that many employees and that much food that you need and that much booze, like everything, and like how they, the dance of it all, like, does my head in, man. So
my parents are doing one in the fall, Greece and Italy and everything, and then. It's like, then they take the boat back here because it's the last cruise of the season. So it crosses the Atlantic.
How long?
It's like 7 days at sea. And they love it. They love it. I think the boat is like half empty, you know?
Right.
You got the thing to yourself and it's just like, hey, we're at sea, baby. And they love the ocean. So I don't know.
It's really going to be the two of them and all the employees on the boat on the way back.
I would say it's half full. So rather than, you know, 7,000, there's 3,500.
Do you know how many people were on your boat?
Ours was 6,000 customers and over 2,000 employees.
Yeah.
But they were
bigger than my hometown.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
They were docking for a larger customers a ship. The next week, it was like 8,000 people going on it and 3,000 employees. Like 11,000 people were going to be on a boat, but somehow it's floating and it's so calm. That's the amazing part, is that you feel like maybe I'll get sick.
No.
Some people do.
Wow.
I'm fascinated by the people who work on cruise ships. Like, I met one guy, was hanging out in St. Martin for a few weeks, and he would come to our local little beach bar just to dive where we hung out.
Yeah.
He was a sax player. That's all he did. He just played sax on a boat. And every time they stopped in St. Martin, so he'd show up like every three days or whatever, and he would just sit and drink all afternoon in this bar. And I go, well, gotta go.
Gotta go play the sax.
Gotta go to work.
Baker Street's calling.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's your job.
Wow. It'd be fun for a little bit.
Yeah. I could do it for a year.
You'd start to go crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's long.
The sax man of the
seas. Sounds like the name of a cruise ship. The sax man of the seas. Oh, you got on that one. Damn. What do you got?
What a tune, man. Tess, what are you scared to go near?
Oh, yeah, we're on this final question.
The rapid-fire question.
I'm not into microwaves, I got to be honest. Microwaves that are operating, you know, in the midst of them operating, in the midst of them heating up food. An explosion is not going to happen. It's unlikely to happen, but it's a fear of mine.
A little fear?
I don't like that sound. I don't like that sound when something does go... Poof. You know, I hate
You know, you're like the air bubble popping in there. You're like, that's splattering something.
Oh, great. I get to clean that thing. Yeah. Not into it.
I thought you were worried about like the radiation.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Electromagnetic waves. Yeah. Sure.
Because sometimes your Bluetooth, does that ever happen to you if you're near your microwave?
Yeah. You turn on our microwave, the lights kind of go zzz, and the Bluetooth thing. But
That's a good point. But. We all have x-rays. I've had many x-rays the last 6 months. No big deal.
We all have x-rays.
Yeah.
I once heated up a hard-boiled egg. It was already hard-boiled. It came out of the fridge, and I was like, I want to warm this up a bit. And then I kind of forgot about it. It was in there for 1 minute. One egg for 1 minute on high. When I opened it up, like, and I just didn't even realize this. Soon as my finger touched it, boom! Like the biggest pop, like like egg everywhere, man. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that is scary.
I've never heard of a warm hard boiled egg. Warming up a hard boiled egg, I thought they were always cold.
I don't know. Sometimes.
Oh no, I hate cold ones. Yeah. I love
warm hard boiled egg. Man, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that.
Costco is so great at giving you those cold hard-boiled eggs, right?
Yeah.
You just go buy them. They're great. I like them hot. I like them hot. And I like it a hot, messy microwave as
You
well.
Like them hot, but then you back away 100
times. Yeah. It's like 15 seconds, not a minute.
Minutes,
minute.
That's crazy. Bad crazy long.
It's a long time to cook an egg that's been cooked. JD, what are you scared to go near?
Yeah, it's my taxes, guys.
Second week in a row talking taxes.
Well, it's Monday is tax day.
Oh yeah, you can get an extension.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm going to the old H&R after the show.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
I'm doing it old school.
God, yeah. Anyways, yeah,
you're going right after the show.
Yep, pretty much.
Got everything ready?
Nope.
Get your documents
it's
printed.
It's literally half of it's digital, half of it's just a pile of paper. It's not even that much. I don't know. It's going to be ugly. The party's over, is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, you think so?
I'm getting killed this year.
Oh, boy.
It's just a hunch. Just a hunch.
Just a hunch. You know, that's honestly
I say that every
better
year.
Way to go in with yeah, that yeah. mentality. Yes, oh, God, right. How much am I going to have to pay right. this year? And then maybe it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking at the account, my account balance and my savings account right now, and I'm like, if it's less than that, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's rapid fire. Not so rapid. You could have crossed the Atlantic Ocean during that edition of rapid fire. But that is hopefully a classic edition of The Drop. You tell us by leaving us 5-star ratings and reviews, by hitting the like button, by subscribing, by dropping your answers to all those questions earlier on, and even the rapid fire questions. Let's hear from you guys there in the chat. We'll call it there. We will be back on Monday for NBA weekend winners and losers because... my God, we're going to know the play-in teams. We're going to know the playoff matchups, at least some of them. So very exciting. So final weekend of the regular season, and we will be here on Monday to recap it all and then start getting ready for the games that matter. The second season starts next week. And at some point this guy, well, probably this guy, could be me as well, will be coughing down some nut dust. You got all your
what are we doing?
Peanut
I've got
shavings.
I've got a lot of dust.
Yeah, he's been accumulating. Yeah, he's been doing a good job.
Thai chili cashews just came into the house this week.
Oh, those sound good.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay.
I don't need too much dust, though. I'm going to be choking.
Yeah,
don't
I know.
You think?
I'm
be
really
like a cinnamon challenge
interested to see how this goes.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Shot glass of it? A small shot glass? We don't know. We got to figure it out. We'll figure it out this weekend.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But until we see you on Monday... Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, nobody in a beer commercial has a beer belly.
Brace the weekend, people.